It's raining. Gardner Minshew should not be doing like playing like he is, but he is. Also, the penalties. Jesus, dude.
Did you hear what Romo said about? Or not Romo, but Brady? Yeah.
Brady? Yeah, he's like, I'm turning it off. I'm tired of these ridiculous penalties. I was like, ooh, Tommy B. Throwing shade at the league. He is royalty now, though. That's what Troy Aikman called him.
Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. So Josh is in the studio. Eric's outside the studio. He can't hear the drops again because I am not a tech wizard. If anybody knows any way to help us out, send me an email. I'm good with that. It's emptywagonpod@gmail.com.
You love recording my rants at the beginning.
Oh, it gets us all fired up. Gets me in a good mood. Let's me figure out what's going on. We got a lot of news to break down, and not really a lot of news, I guess. A lot of games, a lot of speculations out here, you know. Got to fire up good old Speculation Station, pull in there, and see what's going on.
I forgot about that bit already. Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Yeah, we
got to
see who's playing, who's not playing. We're guessing ins and outs. We're guessing all that good stuff. Get you guys ready for the week. Yeah, we're coming out a day early, but that's because we want to have lives. We might continue to try to do these on Thursdays.
Yeah, why not?
And then get them out there on Fridays for you all. So you can listen to it on your commute to, from work, or just on the weekend when you don't want to hang out with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot. That was very fast, and I apologize.
That's messed up. But
well, I'm just saying, man. Some people might want a break from their kids. You know, out going out weed eating, want to listen to something. You know, it's some 90s and some, you know, early 2000 rap rocks, just not cutting it. A little Limp Bizkit, a little Creed, a little Linkin Park.
Can you take me?
We were talking about hot dog flavored water this week, weren't we, Brad?
Why are you acting stupid again? Okay. So we hear what. Oh, come on, Josh. Dak for Aaron Jones. If you pull this off, I'm quitting the league. I'm dropping out.
Because, you know, I'm going to take Aaron Jones and combine him with someone like Brandon Cooks.
In your dynasty I'm gonna league? Just
I'll drop out. Because this is just ridiculous. You're paying people off now.
Absolutely ridiculous. That's in the league where he's got CMC, Kamara, and Zeke. And you want Aaron Jones.
Hey, straight, you're greedy. In a one QB league. Two QB? I can understand that. One QB? Whatever. Either way. Guys, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm about to pull off a great trade, maybe.
No, you're not. How's this game treating y'all? I heard some rants and raving from Eric the Lunatic, but...
This game's horrible. I hate it.
Yeah, because Leonard Fournette needs to pick it up. Single-handedly killing me tonight.
Does he still have negative rushing yards?
I don't know. He's got 4.9 points in ESPN PPR scoring, so that tells you how that's going. Just get my rankings ready to go here.
Eric, did you put your rankings on the website?
No, he didn't.
I put them in the Dropbox.
In the thing. We're updating them ourselves now because our social media connoisseur has quit.
This doesn't have anything to do with social media.
It's media, and it's socially put out there.
No, it doesn't. It has nothing to do with it.
Twitter poll.
What does Eric do other than not get Discord working?
He rants for a minute before the show starts every episode.
All right.
I have Discord working. Now I have a way to record it. I did my job. We can have video now.
You guys just want to get into these games?
Not
you guys
want
to get into these games because we got a lot to cover.
Yes.
All right. We're not going to be able to cover Thursday night because the game is in the
slap Josh.
We're only in the very beginning of third quarter. So we'll just have to do that game with the rest of the games on Tuesday. Hope everybody's waiver wire was as exciting as mine, but it wasn't. And let's move on to Bengals, Bills, the BB game. Ugh. So Bengals side of the ball, Josh, Joe Mixon, Andy Dalton, John Ross.
I like Joe Mixon. I don't want anything to do with Andy Dalton. Tyler Boyd, I like him a lot this week, actually. And I'm willing to start John Ross. I'm willing to. Yeah. I'm not excited about it, but.
Eric, as a Joe Mixon owner, are you nervous?
Yeah, I didn't play him this week. He's not currently in my starting lineup.
Who
in
are
any
you starting
of my
over him?
Leonard Fournette.
Leonard Fournette, Austin Eckler, Zeke, Gurley.
Do you regret the decision to start Leonard Fournette?
I mean, yeah, probably. But I have Fournette 14 on my rankings. I have – who are we talking about again?
Joe Mixon, Eric. Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon. I don't even have Joe Mixon. Oh, no, he's 24th. Excuse me, 24th.
Okay.
Because he's unreliable, and they usually get down so much he gets scripted out.
All right, Eric, what about the Buffalo side of the ball? This Cincinnati defense has been terrible.
Awful against the run. 5 touchdowns, and they've given up the most yardage on the ground and in the air to running backs so far this season. Start Frank Gore. Start Devin Singletary. And Josh Allen. He's probably going to run
all
over
the
place.
Do you think that Singletary is going to play?
I hope he does, but if he doesn't, Gore's he's a great flex, a possible RB2.
Okay, what about the wide receiving core out there in Buffalo? We got Smoke Show, we got the Beasles.
I've already given up on Zay Jones. I never liked Beasley there. I didn't like Beasley when he was a Cowboy. Smoke Show's the only one worth it.
You agree, Josh?
Yeah, I think he's good for a tug or two.
You're good for a rub and tug.
Or a tutter.
No. Go ahead, Josh. Explain where you got that phrase from. Goof.
So I was listening to Dan Le Batard, who I love, and Aaron Rodgers was getting interviewed by him, and he said that he was talking about Tom Brady, and that was what he was referencing. Yeah, he goes out there, and you know, everyone thinks he's washed, and then he goes out there and throws about 3 tutters. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I call them tutters or tugs, you know, whatever you want to call them. Dan Le Batard didn't know that he called them tutters and tugs, but I like it. So now I got 3 different things to call it besides a touchdown. Teat, tug, tutter. What do you think
about
it?
Okay, we're moving on to Miami at Dallas.
It's riveting stuff.
Yeah, we're going to do Miami-Dallas because this game's easy, and I'll just cover this one. I'm not even really going to ask you guys. Josh Rosen's starting, but you ain't starting him. I don't care. If you're in a 4 QB leagues, you probably still don't want to start Josh Rosen. You don't want to start anybody on Miami again. Because unless you just really have nothing else, but you're not starting anything on Miami. Dallas side of the ball, I like Dak, but I do worry that he might get game scripted out. I love Zeke because I think Zeke's going to run all over the place. Mm. Probably get 30 touches.
All over.
Milking the clock. Mm. Obviously, Amari Cooper, you're starting him.
Mm-hmm.
Now that other wide receiver, though, do you want to start him? No.
Devin
Smith.
Devin Smith, former second-round pick.
No.
From 2015.
No, like you said, I don't think there's going to be enough meat on the bone here.
Okay. And Jason Witten will probably get a touchdown because he's probably going to finish a year with like 100 receiving yards and 16 touchdowns.
How do you feel about that Cowboys defense? You can fire him up.
Yeah, Cowboys defense, number one defense.
Yeah, stream them this week for sure.
And that game was easy and that game is over with. Cool, we good with that game?
Yep.
Start Tony Pollard in deeper league.
Don't worry. Dak will be a $40 million man probably after this game.
Whew.
Please
pay that man.
All right, let's do this a little harder. We got Denver going up to Green Bay.
I don't like
Joshua,
that.
Joshua, how do you feel about this? Joe Flacco, Royce Freeman, Phillip Lindsay. What are your Broncos going to do?
Oh, man, I don't like that. I like Manny Sanders. I like him a lot. I'm a big fan of Manny Sanders this week, but I don't know. I mean, the running backs, they're flex options at best right now because they split carries almost right down the middle. Royce Freeman's better in the passing game as of late, but I don't – yeah, label out. I don't like – I don't know, man. Outside of Manny Sanders, you can't really trust a lot on this offense.
Which running back's going to have the better game? You have to pick one. Right now, gun to your head, who you taking? Lindsay, you taking Royce Freeman?
I have Phillip Lindsay ranked higher.
Okay. Eric, do you agree? Phillip Lindsay or Royce Freeman?
I would rank Phillip Lindsay higher, but only because he usually gets just a slight edge in volume and touches. So
okay.
I like Cortland Sutton, but he's still on the injury report, so that makes me nervous. keep an eye on that.
For might get a tug.
All right, and then Eric, for Green Bay side of the ball, you hated Devontae Adams last week. Are you off?
Yeah,
of that
I was
train?
Wrong. I was wrong. Yeah, start him. Start Aaron Jones. I hope the Matt LaFleur saying that he wants to split carries evenly between him and Jamal Williams is false, and Aaron Jones gets as many carries as he did last week. That'd be great. And start Rodgers.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's really it. What about this Packers defense? You say it starts Packers defense?
I think they're for real. Yeah, I think it's a decent matchup. Flacco is washed up. He was washed up 3 years ago. So, yeah.
Okay. Start. Washed up Flacco.
That is my quarterback.
Okay. Okay, Tio.
That's terrible.
And then we have a little bit fun of a game. We got Falcons. We got Colts.
I'm excited about this game.
Are you?
Yeah.
I think you can start most of your – you can start Matt Ryan. Jacoby Brissett, I'm not scared of starting Jacoby Brissett if you have to. You know, low end, QB1, two QB plays, a great start. Julio Jones, obviously, starting. T.Y. Hilton's looked good with Brissett there. Marlon Mack, you can probably start him because
– you got to keep an eye on him. Because he's still he didn't practice.
He didn't practice, but if he plays, you're playing him, right?
Yeah, if he plays, you're playing him because you probably don't have anybody better. But man, it looks like this is nagging him pretty hard. So
maybe fire up Nyheim Hines.
It's a possibility. Don't fire up Devonta Freeman. Tell you that right now. No, or Ito Smith, both of them. But
that Colts rush defense hasn't been that great. Maybe this is the week that Devonta Freeman breaks out.
Maybe. So, is Marlon Mack in the walking boot yet? I know he's been carrying it around.
I saw that report.
He's carrying it. Not in it. He's just carrying a walking boot around.
In the report, even in parentheses, it says whatever that means.
Yeah,
it's...
Good Lord. Okay. No, I didn't... Yeah.
If he doesn't play, though, which running back do you want to start for the Colts? I know you guys said Nyheim Hines...
I like Nyheim Hines.
In PPR, obviously.
And Jordan Wilkins in standard.
Okay. And Devontae Freeman.
I don't know who that is. So.
You probably have to start him.
I feel good starting him this week. If he doesn't break out this week, I'm off the train. But I think this is it.
No, I'm off. He's been killing me. He killed me for 2 weeks, straight weeks. He's
Did you
done.
Guys bring up
He's
Calvin Ridley
me.
At all?
Sorry.
I like Calvin Ridley this week.
Yeah, because you love Alabama
I had
wide
Calvin
receivers.
Ridley
that's not true.
Ranked.
That's not true.
Roll Tide. That's what I heard.
That's not what I said.
Roll Tide.
And then Eric Ebron.
I have Calvin Ridley ranked 15th. I like him a lot. Eric Ebron's worth a start.
Ebron, I have 10th right now because he's
Ebron
touchdown dependent.
Eric, Ebron or Hooper?
I have Hooper rated one spot higher.
Josh,
Ebron.
I play the upside with Ebron. Hooper will probably have the better game if they're both under 10 points. But if they're both over 10 points, Ebron probably has a better day. I know it's.
Where did you have Calvin Ridley,
15th.
Josh?
I like him this week.
That's a little too high for me, but he's a wide receiver too for me. But that's all right,
let's move
high.
On to a fun game to talk about here. Okay, we got the Chiefs.
Woo!
You know, they're at home against Baltimore. This game should be a shootout, right? I know the Baltimore defense is good, but 52.5 point over-under, still the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
So the biggest thing I want to bring up is because obviously Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, we're starting them now until the end of time, right?
You have to ride Patrick Mahomes. Well, you have to ride Patrick Mahomes because he did it for all last season and he's just picked up where he left off. And then Lamar Jackson's looked great for 2 weeks in a row. Yeah.
And his defense has not been really good in Kansas City. All right. The biggest thing I want to bring up, though, is Damian Williams was considerably limping today at practice. And did not practice.
That's gross.
So, and LeSean McCoy had a limited practice with his ankle on his MRI. Do you want to start any of these running backs?
I don't want to start either of them, but if I have to, if they're all I got, I'd say McCoy is the guy to start instead of Williams. Obviously, I don't think he's going to play. Okay. So,
I got them both ranked 32nd and 33rd back-to-back, so no. Yeah. Flex options at best. For me.
Okay.
Oh, you went deep. I only went to 24, and I don't have.
All right, then we have Mark Ingram running the other side of the ball. You guys fine starting him, even though he might get game scripted out because this might be a shootout. Are you worried at all about Mark Ingram?
I am worried slightly, but I feel like if they do get out to any kind of lead on these guys, they're going to try to slow the game down. And I think that'll bode well for him if they get a lead.
Rank the wide receiver in this game. Well, Sammy Watkins, Hollywood Brown. Oh, my God, I'm spacing it. Who is it? Mecole Hardman.
Mecole Hardman.
And the big one that blew up.
Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews tied in. We're starting him.
DeMarcus Robinson.
DeMarcus Robinson. That's the one.
I have them ranked exactly how you just said them.
Sammy.
Hollywood. I got Denard or
Mecole?
No, I don't have Mecole Hardman ranked. So sorry, excuse me. Yeah, and then I got
I can't think of his name. He's got such a basic name.
DeMarcus Robinson. I got DeMarcus Robinson ranked above Mecole Hardman.
Such a basic name.
Yeah.
Eric, you riding the Sammy Watkins train? Like your little cat butt behind you?
I don't want to, but yeah. Yeah, I was dealing with the cat situation while you're asking that
Hollywood
question.
Hollywood
Brown is
the fourth best receiver in PPR right now.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, dude. Right now.
I think he has a better game than
play 12 games.
It's possible.
Because I worry that Sammy's going to be the one they're trying to take away in the passing game.
But you have Sammy Watkins ranked higher,
yeah.
Brad.
I do.
So.
Honestly,
I have Watkins ranked
really
higher as well. But
because I got Hollywood Brown really low.
Yeah. Get your stuff together.
Yeah. What do you guys think about?
Tell us to have our
the tight ends. Which tight end do you want in this game, Kelsey or Mark Andrews?
You always want Kelsey.
Kelsey, but I got Mark Andrews fourth right now. I mean, he's been.
You got Kelsey
it.
At one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes go. Versus That's, Lamar Jackson. Yeah. I'm sorry. Like, if I'm gonna pick one,
I have him in the same positions. Yeah, one and four.
Well, I have Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, Kelsey's the guy.
Patrick Mahomes.
That's fine. You can want to do that all you want.
You have what?
Mahomes is a better NFL quarterback.
But we're not talking real. We're talking fantasy, baby.
Yeah, but we're not.
I have Mahomes 1 and Jackson 2.
I got flip-flopped.
Just because I think it's going to be, like you said, a
all
shootout.
Right, then let's get to we'll drag down and slow down the speed here, and we'll go Oakland, Minnesota. How many rushing attempts are going to be in this game? I'm putting the over-under on total rushing attempts at 62.
That's a little high. No?
That's 30 each team.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take the over.
Eric, you got the over on that?
Yeah, I feel like Gruden would love Josh Jacobs and whoever else is there that many times, so Derek Carr doesn't have to throw the ball 5 yards every time he tosses it.
Yeah, I got
Dalvin
Cook ranked third this week, man. I think he's going to crush it. He's going to run all over them Raiders.
I got Cookie ranked too because he's getting hit.
And Josh Jacobs
every
did
week.
Get a limited practice in today, so that is good news. So he should hopefully play, but
who cares?
Who's his backup?
Jalen Rashad.
Yeah, fire that up. Fire
don't
that
like
up.
That.
I do worry this Minnesota defense are at home, and we saw what they did at home against Atlanta.
Do you want to start either one of these Minnesota receivers?
I think you probably have to. With the way you draft them, you probably don't have a better option. With the Tyreek Hill injuries and all these other injuries that are going down.
But do you want to?
No, but I'm probably going to.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm not scared of this Oakland defense. They look good against the Broncos, but we saw what Patrick Mahomes did when he turned it on. I'm not saying Kirk Cousins is Patrick Mahomes, but I'm saying he could do half of what Patrick Mahomes did, so 200 yards and 2 touchdowns.
It's a pretty good week anyway.
What about Oakland's receivers? You guys like either one of these?
Darren Waller.
That's not a receiver.
He catches the ball.
That's a pass catcher.
Oh, boy. Eric brought up Mark Andrews when we talked about
Tyrell Williams.
That's it. That's the only one.
You don't want Hunter Renfrow?
Not right now.
Yeah.
The legend?
He's it.
No, because I think Darren Waller's taken a lot more of his reps. I think Hunter Renfrow will be good by the end of the year. I just think right now they're trying to find how to use him.
Yeah, I got Darren Waller at 6 this week. I like him a lot.
Yep, I do too.
Five, so
What about the defenses? You guys like either one of these defenses?
Vikings defense.
Yeah, I like them a lot.
Yeah, the Vikings defense at home. Yeah, they've clearly shown that they're the tale of two teams there, or two defenses.
The tale of two defenses. Be a nice little novel, Eric.
All right, let's get into another good old powerhouse game. We got, I think, 2 6-round quarterbacks going against each other.
No, that's not.
Ugh.
No, that lead-in is not.
That
no.
They are two. Aren't they both?
No, I understand what you're doing right now, and that's not the same thing. Those are two very different things.
But isn't that factual though? Correct.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Tell them what the game is.
Yeah, 2 6-round picks. Yeah, it's Jets. It's Patriots. It's Luke Falk versus Tom Brady.
Yeah, it sure is.
They're both 6-round picks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't. This is.
All right. Other than Le'Veon Bell on the Jets side of the ball, are you starting anybody?
Next.
And even starting Le'Veon Bell, are you guys worried?
No. He's going to catch 15 passes.
Yep.
Love it.
Mm-mm. He was my dud for the week.
Love it.
Okay. I mean, this.
He's not going to get game scripted out because he is the offense.
New England took out all of the Steelers' offense. I won't say what they did to Miami because that's not even fair.
Their season hasn't been fair.
They did it to themselves, though.
Yeah.
They did it to themselves.
Yeah.
New England's defense is going to crap all over these guys, and they're none of them are going to do anything.
Okay, so Le'Veon Bell is the only Jet we're starting.
Yep.
I'm worried. He's my dud for the week.
Now, Patriots side of the ball, are you starting? You're starting Brady, right?
Mm-hmm. He's going to throw three tugs.
Sony Michel, we're starting him. We're back loving Sony Michel again.
Yeah, I'm okay with him.
I like White better in PPR.
White better in PPR?
Yeah. That's
even with AB there and White didn't do anything, he can't hear me right now because he just walked away. But, Josh, what do you think about?
I still rather have Michel, I think.
Josh wants Michel over White. Since you had to go change out your headphones or whatever.
No, the cat's being ridiculous right now.
No, sorry. And now, New England, these pass catchers. Nothing's been determined on AB, so he's going to play again. The Patriots will play him until he's suspended. They did the same thing with Josh Gordon last year. So, Antonio Brown, we're starting, correct?
Yes.
What about Josh Gordon and Julian Edelman? Because we saw their roles get very diminished. Yes, I know they were getting scripted out, but this ain't going to be much better.
Yeah, Edelman took a huge hit for me. I ranked him 22nd. Big hit for Edelman. I don't even have Flash ranked.
Yeah, I think I moved Josh Gordon down a lot. I still have Edelman up there in PBR. The only reason being, I think last week they might have just been trying to showcase Antonio Brown.
It could be.
And I'm hoping they go back to the Edelman ways and their normal ways of doing it. Because there were a couple times where him and, Brady got miscued.
I mean.
I don't know.
I think they're going to get they're going to get game scripted out anyway.
AB and Jules are the only ones I really have any interest in. I don't want anything to do with Flash right now. And even Julian took a hit last week. He wasn't quite the PPR guy. AB's going to have another week to integrate into the offense. It's not really a good ideal situation for any of them, fantasy-wise.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I did go back on what I said earlier. Michelle will probably get a lot of carries just because they'll be trying to run clock.
What about Burkett? What about Rex Burkett?
Yeah, Michelle's probably the better guy to have.
If they get up by a lot, do you see Rex Burkett getting work?
No.
He didn't get any last week, did he? What, did he get 2 carries?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's move on to Detroit, Philadelphia. Josh, that's not what I meant to hit, but it works right into this. What about Kerryon?
Ooh, I love Kerryon so much this week. There's no CJ there. There's no CJ now. They have Ty Johnson, who I'm not afraid of at all. I like Kerryon a lot. And don't tell me that the failed running back from the New York Giants is going to come in there and do something. Paul Perkins?
PP?
Yeah, no way.
P squared?
Kerryon Johnson, start him.
Okay.
Start him good.
I'm probably starting Kerryon.
Oh, yeah, you're going to start him real good.
Kenny Golladay?
Kenny G? Yeah, I love Kenny G this week.
Okay.
Yeah, I have Kenny G ranked 16.
Oh, I'm higher than that. I'm 10. Love him.
Okay, calm down.
The Eagles are horrible right now. You saw what Julio Jones did.
Yeah.
Kenny Galladay is not Julio Jones.
And Stafford's not Matt Ryan.
Fact. Yeah, because his name is literally different.
And Kerryon Johnson is
his name is Stat Mafford, please.
All right. Well, okay, the Eagles side of the ball. Is there anybody healthy left in this wide receiver core? Because
there's Nelson Aguilar.
Nelson Aguilar is probably going to be the starting wide receiver. There's going to be no DeSean Jackson. There's going to be probably no Alshon Jeffrey.
Nope.
Are you guys worried about Carson Wentz this week?
No, throw it to Zach
Ertz. I have a 13 QBs. I'm right outside. I have him behind Derek Carr.
I got him at 12.
I have him at 14.
So he's not a QB you want to start.
No.
But I don't have Derek Carr ranked at all.
I got Stat Mafford above him. Love him. He's no Josh Allen this week, but whatever.
Nah, I got Matty Stafford a couple spots behind him.
Okay. And then the running backs for Philadelphia.
What about them?
You starting any of them?
Next question.
Don't play them. Okay. Don't play them.
You still...
Until we see a definitive guy actually get a decent number of touches,
you still
want to
own Miles Sanders, though, Josh?
Yeah.
Still stash him on your bench?
Especially in Dynasty.
Yeah, Dynasty, yeah, he's a rookie. But in Redraft, are you still holding him on your bench?
I'm still holding.
How long? How much longer? Bye week start next week.
2 more weeks.
Because Le'Veon Bell's on a bye next
two
week.
Two more?
I'm willing to hold him 2 more weeks.
Okay.
See what happens.
If he even has a decent game and there's somebody in your league that wants him, I'd probably get rid of him after this week.
Okay. Woo-wee. Panthers, Cardinals.
Ugh.
Who's starting for the Panthers?
Christian McCaffrey.
Ah, crap.
Well, I know Christian McCaffrey, but who's the quarterback?
What about the quarterback?
It's not Cam. Hang on. I'll find it.
Oh, my God. I can't even forgot this. But, Josh, while he looks it up, while Cam's out, are you starting any wide receiver? DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel.
It might be better. They might be better.
Kyle Allen.
You know, Kyle Allen beat out Kyler Murray when they were at A&M.
Okay.
I'm just throwing that out there. He's better than Kyler Murray.
Would you start Jameson Crowder? Would you start either DJ or Curtis Samuel over Mike Williams for the Chargers?
No.
McLaurin.
Yeah. Do I have to?
Yeah. I mean, I still have Alshon Jeffrey ranked, which I probably shouldn't, over Smoke Show.
No.
Over Robbie Anderson.
Actually, I take that back. I have DJ Moore ranked above John Brown, but that's going to change. I don't really want to start any of these guys, but if you're going to start one, shoot for DJ Moore and see what happens. We don't really know. We don't know. We just know that he's better than Kyler Murray.
At one time, he was better than Kyler Murray.
Yeah, he probably still is.
Okay. Now, will this Cardinal Saturday. Side of the ball.
Or this Sunday. What?
Cardinal. Because Christian McCaffrey's a must start. I know he got 7 points.
We didn't talk about Greg Olsen.
Oh, Greg Olsen's a great start this week.
Yeah.
I think he is going to be the beneficiary of a young quarterback out there.
I concur.
I got Olsen at 7. Yeah, I like Olsen
and
CMC for the Panthers.
And he's going to have a bloody nose blocking his vision this week.
Yep.
And he's still balling out of control. All right. Then we got the Cardinals side of the ball. Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
Kyler Murray or Carson Wentz?
Kyler
or Kirk Cousins? Kyler or Jameis Winston? Oh,
Kyler.
Okay. You like him a lot. Kyler or Dak? Okay. I just want to see how crazy you get.
I'm looking at points they've scored so far this season, and yeah, Kyler gets his. It's in garbage time, but who cares? He gets it.
David Johnson or James Conner?
David Johnson.
All right, Josh, it is.
I have DJ higher as well. Not much, but I have him higher. I have him.
I really because I still have Dalvin Cook down at like 11. What a dumb.
Hang on, DJ and who?
James Conner.
Oh, yeah, I have Conner at like 15. Yeah, I don't like Conner with the...
With Mason Rudolph?
What's Ben's backup's name?
Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, they're going
to... Don't worry, when we get to that game, I got some... stats about that. Miss Cleo in it. Okay. Now, the wide receiving core for the Cardinals. I like Larry Fitzgerald. He's having a resurgence in this game. I think you guys think this will be the game of the old people? Greg Olsen and Larry Fitzgerald?
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Okay, and then...
Yeah, I have Larry Fitz in 18.
Do you guys want to start with the Cardinals defense?
I should probably have him higher.
Okay.
No.
Just wanted to see if we get crazy on it.
There's a cat in the background, and across the street, your neighbor is growing a cornfield in their front yard. What is happening?
Living the dream, baby.
And you live in a neighborhood. You don't live in
like... We don't call that, you know, just corn. We call it children of the corn over there.
But you don't live...
Malachi!
But you don't live... Like, it's not like Malachi. These are like 5 acres.
No, we're in the suburbs.
Yeah.
We call it the burbs.
The burbs.
Malachi!
And across the street in your burbs, there's clearly no HOA here.
Yeah.
Because there's corn...
So Eric's been off the thing. I just want to see if he gets this because he hasn't heard any of this. Hold on. Wait for it. Let me put his headphones in. All right. When I say Malachi, what do you think of, Eric? Yeah.
Malachi?
Ugh.
It wasn't a scary movie.
Children of the Corn.
Why?
It wasn't a scary movie.
I grew up around cornfields. That shit was scary as hell.
Oh, it's been a long, long, time.
I was talking about this
time.
Because across the street from Brad's home is a cornfield in his neighbor's front yard.
Yeah. They had it in the backyard, and they said, screw it.
Fair.
I got more room.
But it's right in their walkway. Like, it's not even it's off to the side. It's right in front of their door.
It's a nice little thing. That way you got to go far.
Yeah, you just go out there. You grab your corn. Why corn?
Go grab me.
Why corn, though? I don't.
Just shuck it right outside there.
It's easy grows in this climate. Who knows?
Do they wear overalls?
I know.
Yeah, they do.
All right, so we done with this Arizona Panthers game?
I've been done with it.
Okay, cool. Let's move on to a game that I'm excited to watch. Because I just want to see if anything's going to happen. Let's go Giants. We'll go Buccaneers.
Woo!
I'm going to start with the Buccaneers side of the ball because I think it's got a lot more interesting stuff to talk about.
What a terrible game.
So this is Jameis Winston's get right game, right? This is his – if you can't do it here, you're not doing it all season, right? I tell this to the FSA crowd, if you guys are listening, he was my hero this week. Because if not now, when? If not now, when?
Never.
Exactly.
I tweeted out earlier that Mariota's time in Tennessee has to end, and I'm thinking Jameis
Tannehill?
Is. Well, no, not Tannehill. But
he's
I'm
the backup.
Yeah, I know, but I'm thinking Jameis is on the same cusp. It's now or never, dude. Crap or get off the pot.
But with that being said, I still don't like OJ Howard. I don't think he has a spot in this offense.
No, oh yeah.
I don't think he doesn't fit in well with Bruce Arians' scheme. I love Chris Godwin. I love Mike Evans.
They're probably going to trade O.J. Howard.
I would.
He can't block like Cameron Brate, so why do we even have him?
Who scores more points, Godwin or Evans?
Godwin.
I have Godwin higher. Three spots.
Am I going to win that bet with you, Eric? Chris Godwin,
what did we
number
say?
One Tampa Bay receiver, fantasy.
You might. Yeah. For the season, right? It's for the season? Mm. You might. The way it's looking right now, it's still early. Everybody, I mean, we'll see.
Let's just calm down.
But if Jameis don't get right, oh, boy.
Just so you guys know, I know everybody's listening to this. We already taped it. But why have we been recording for almost 40 or 34 minutes? The Jaguars have scored 3 points.
Oh, there you go.
The whole third quarter has been going on since we started recording, and 3 points have been scored in this game.
So it's 17-0.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go for you.
And Lenny Fournette still has negative rushing yardage. Thanks, Lenny.
You going for 0-3 this week, Eric, or what?
Yeah, he is.
Like my FSA team? Speaking of FSA.
Yeah, let's go ahead and swing on into that.
Go ahead, FSA. Go to check out their website at fsa-fr.com or fsa-fr.com. A lot of great stuff.
Links in the bio. Just check it out.
Yeah, links in the bio. Great website. You guys got to go and check them out. Brian's doing great things. We're cross-pollinating whenever they have their weekly podcast on Facebook. Well, their live cast. They do a video broadcast.
Facebook Live.
Yeah, Facebook Live. It shows you how much I use that. Yep. And we're on there. So we're promoting them. We're helping them out. They're helping us out. Go check them out, man. FSA is great, and it's only going to blow up more and more every year. Magic.
All right, moving back to Tampa Bay. Look. Anybody else you guys want to start? Peyton Barber?
No, don't be.
Ronald Jones?
No.
No, because they flip-flop.
So it's Ronald Jones week, right?
No.
Is it? No. I don't know. Maybe.
All right.
I wouldn't play him.
And then here we go. You guys ready for this? Daniel Jones is starting for the Giants. I pick the only people worth starting, even in 2QB league, are Saquon Barkley and Evan Ingram.
That wasn't a crystal ball thing. You, that's obvious.
Does Sterling Shepard play? Is he cleared concussion protocol yet?
It looks like he's going to play, but I don't care.
Okay.
I don't think he's playing now. Even if he was, do you want to play him anyway? Do you want to start
Daniel
him?
Jones I is don't. An upgrade for these receivers?
Yes.
He doesn't have a noodle arm, so, I mean, in terms of how far he can throw the ball, yes.
But it's still probably a downgrade for, well, even for Barkley. I don't think anything changes for Saquon.
No, yeah, I think Saquon's fine.
No, he's still going to see 8 men in the box.
Yep.
He'll get his.
And the Tampa Bay defense has actually been somewhat decent this year, though. Would you start the Tampa Bay defense?
They actually
are. No, actually, I wouldn't. I would not start the Tampa Bay defense.
I have a 12.
I don't feel good about it.
If you missed out on like the Cowboys or – it's another good matchup.
Cowboys, I mean, the Cowboys Patriots, is the best Bills, one. Bears, Vikings, Broncos.
Jets. Browns. Go get the Jets defense.
If you need somebody to stream and you don't have any of them, go for it.
The thoughts said by Josh are not condoned by the Empty Wagon podcast. We do not say start the Jets defense. We do not agree with that statement.
Yeah, the Jets defense?
No, we are not starting them.
They are going to get smoke
check. Speaking of smoke check, we got two quarterbacks looking to turn around. Subpar, miserable weeks from last year. Deshaun Watson, Phillip Rivers. We got Houston going to L.A. to play the Chargers. So,
yeah, but every game is a road game for them. So,
are you starting both those quarterbacks?
Yes.
More than likely, you probably are, yeah. I have Deshaun at 5. I have Philly Rivers at 16.
Deshaun Watson will never be lower than 3 for me, ever.
Ever? Even when he breaks his collarbone?
Don't ever say that. Watch your mouth.
Well, no, you said ever.
Ever.
When he retires, he will not be lower than 3.
He'll still be number 1 in my heart.
Okay. All right. Whew. Okay. Wide receivers, Nuke starting. Keenan Allen starting. Bigger questions are Mike Williams, Will Fuller, Kiki, and Steels.
I like Williams. I don't like any of the other guys.
I don't like Mike Williams. If anyone, I like Will Fuller the 5th.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5.
Why? What has he done?
Because he'll break one.
Yeah, it's what he's going to do.
He might break one. But he really hasn't broken.
If you're
one,
playing a juggernaut team and you need some upside, you got to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And don't worry. The Chargers, every week, have lost a person for the season.
Yeah, and let's say like you started
and
Leonard
Fournette. On the defense.
Let's say you started Leonard Fournette tonight.
Please don't be Austin Eckler.
If you started Leonard Fournette tonight against the Titans.
And Derrick Henry.
Yeah. Ugh. And then, you know, you need some help. You got to play the upside.
You got to play the big boys.
And Will Fuller.
I'd rather have Mike Williams.
Okay.
You guys want to pie bet who has more fantasy points?
Will Fuller or Mike Williams? I'll do that. Didn't we already make one for this week too?
I don't know. I wrote it down, but I didn't write it down.
Okay, that's fine. Brad, you owe us 2 pies.
I did.
I thought we did make one. If you want to make one, Josh, go ahead. I think we have like 50 pie bets going already this year.
Okay. Running backs in this game. Austin Eckler must start, correct? Even though he fumbled the ball one time this year, even though he's got butterfingers. Nope. Like,
play him. Yeah, okay. Josh, you weirdo.
What about Justin Jackson, Carlos Hyde, Duke Johnson? Just rank the running backs for this game.
Eckler, 1. Duke Johnson, 2. Hyde, then Jackson.
You're going to flip-flop that middle. Yes.
Is it my turn? Eckler, Jackson, Hyde,
okay,
Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, Justin Jackson gets that touchdown last week. We're looking a lot different at him.
Hyde gets the carries on.
Do you want to start the San Diego punter that's kicking field goals? His name's long.
No, Mike Bagley
is practicing.
He's playing. He's going to play.
It's a groin.
Are they ever going to shore up
that
position? They
did. They had it.
It's been killing them for years.
He popped his groin.
Yeah. Maybe you should carry two good kickers.
They had a young ho.
Have you ever? And he was terrible.
But he has some mad trick shots on the tube, baby.
Have you ever hurt your groin, Eric?
Have I ever what?
Hurt your groin? Yeah. It hurts.
Yeah, I know it does. That's why they should carry
they
two
did.
Good kickers.
They got a punter who also kicks.
That's true.
No. An actual kicker.
Next question.
Like two actual good kickers.
You listen to the story about good old Matt Stover and Adam Vinatieri when Vinatieri hurt his groin and they had Stover in there kicking field goals. And Vinatieri said, hey, I'm going to go out there. And they're like, it's not a kicking competition. We're going to have them line up from different spots and take turns kicking it.
You and I listened to this together on the Pat. What's his name? Pat McAfee?
For the brand.
We listened to this together.
Yeah, and Stover went in there and said, I'm not doing that fucking shit again. Sorry for my language. Anything else you guys want to add this game? I don't know game. Chargers?
Nope.
Okay, cool. I want to go on to Pittsburgh. San Francisco treats, right? Pittsburgh going out west. We got Mason Rudolph. We got James Washington. Did you guys know that they played in college together?
I did know that, yes.
And did you know that Mason Rudolph pretty much got drafted because of what James Washington did for him in college?
Didn't hurt him.
So do you think that there's a little chemistry between the two? So maybe when he's in distress and wanting to go somewhere, he's going to go to his old college buddy's way.
Well, I mean, Dante Moncrief did get benched, too, for James Washington. So
even when Dante Moncrief was on the field, he was playing for the other team.
Yeah, he
zero receptions for 0 yards.
And he cost them that interception last week. So I don't know. I don't want to start Mason Rudolph, and I certainly don't want to start James Washington. The only people I really want to start are there's three of them.
Okay.
Connor, Juju, and Vance. It's really
okay. Because he did throw two touchdowns to Vance when he came in.
Yeah, he did.
Would you want to go up and pick up James Washington, hold him on your bench in case there is some kind of connection? We've seen backup quarterbacks come in and make the non-number one wide receiver good because they have chemistry with them.
Like DJ Chark, do.
Yeah.
Yeah. DJ Chark. I was just going to say, thank you,
Josh.
That's
the most recent one.
Yeah. I think it's a smart stash. If you can get him, sure.
I agree with Eric.
That's why I don't want you guys starting this week. I do want you to watch and see what happens. Because if he does come around and we see, you know, Juju's a USC wide receiver, and we know the history of USC wide receivers. They got short flames, baby.
Yeah.
Keyshawn was good.
He wasn't that good, though.
Name
he only
another
had more
one.
Than 10 touchdowns once in his career.
Name another one.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, I'm talking about Eric. Eric, name one. No. I said Eric.
Oh. God. I don't even know if Lynn Slott went to USC.
I don't think he did. I thought he went to Pitt. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I don't know. He played at Pittsburgh. Okay, dokie. Okay. Move on. Back on here. All right. So that's really it for the Steelers side of the ball. San Francisco, they hung 40-some points up last week. Who is... Yeah.
Yeah, and Cincy.
Do you want to start Jimmy G this week? Over Kirk Cousins.
No.
I have him rated higher than Cousins, yeah.
I don't want to start either one of them.
What has Cousins done lately that impressed you enough to put him ahead of the upside of Garoppolo?
What I'm saying is that I don't want to start either one of them, but I do have Garoppolo ahead of Cousins.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. You got to pick between the two.
I agree with you there. But if I had to pick,
because we have people out here that lost Drew Brees or lost Big Ben and they got to find some, or they thought Mitchell Trubisky was going to be good.
I thought he was going to be good too.
Yeah. I thought him and Baker were both going to be good. Now you're crapping on my chest.
Obviously, George Kittle's a must start. What wide receiver do you want to start, and which running back do you want to start? Each of you pick one. Eric, you go first. One running back, one wide receiver, San Francisco.
I like the upside of Mostert better, and honestly, all the receivers on San Francisco. What's his name? Christian Kirk?
He's definitely on.
No.
He played.
Yep.
That's Arizona.
Good one. Dante Pettis?
Name, Name one
Goodwin,
of the receivers.
Pettis.
I can't even think.
Debo.
Oh, let's go with okay. Let's go with Pettis.
He threw a pass last week.
I'll leave Debo. I'll leave Debo for Josh. Week.
I'll go with Matt Breida and Goodwin.
You guys are crazy. You guys are crazy.
Okay.
Breida, the running back, yes, is correct.
That's what I said.
That's the correct answer. But when you talked about wide receivers,
is it? Sure.
You guys are all over the place and don't realize what's going on. Debo Samuel is taking over there. He is like Debo from Friday. He rolled in there and
I left Debo for Josh.
And he said, give me your lunch money. And he's taking people's lunch money. All right.
All right.
He is the wide receiver to own in San Francisco. Dante Pettis is an afterthought now. He didn't get one single target last week.
Okay.
Sad.
We got three more games to do.
Three more games. Oh, my God.
I threw a fat fastball over the middle for you, Josh, and you just let it go right by you.
All right. Sure. Saints Seahawks. This one's easy. Don't start Drew Brees.
Obviously, Brad.
Okay.
Temper your expectations for Kamara and Thomas.
Do you think this is the Seahawks saying, load the box, baby. Teddy B, who
yes.
Your coach won't even name you the starter.
I think they're going to use Taysom Hill a lot.
And that is not good for the wide receivers.
Nope.
Or Kamara.
Nope.
Nope.
Or Cook.
Yeah, but Cook sucks anyway. So
if you had a – okay. So Kamara, you're still starting. Michael Thomas, you're still starting, right? Because you have to.
Yep.
Because the upside is so high.
Yep.
But, man, they're probably both first-round picks, and you got to be stressing right now, right?
Sean Payton has a history of getting his playmakers involved.
Yes.
So I'm not too concerned. I think they're still going to get looks, targets, and touches. So I'm not that worried. And I think that even if it's just little bubble screens here and there, those guys are going to get – they're going to be involved in the game plan without Drew Brees there. Oh, Brad's getting another brewski. Label out, Brad.
Label out.
That thing is so cool.
The bottle keeper. But yeah, I concur. Now, as far as that, that's pretty much it with that. Now, Seattle's side of the house. Russ, you guys feel good about Russ this week?
Yeah, I feel good about Russ.
Danger Russ?
Yeah, he's been on fire this week. He usually starts the season off really slow. He said, not this year. Sierra said, we can't be playing those games no more. I'm selling t-shirts for $8,000. Josh Hughes has been killing up my Twitter. I'm going to show this man who's really an NFL player.
Okay. What about Chris Carson or Rashad Penny? You guys, you want to start Penny over Carson?
I want to start Carson still.
Okay.
I like Carson.
Just because he is still the guy they went to in the fourth quarter when the game was on the line. He's still the guy they want. Penny, can you flex Penny this week? Would you guys be willing to flex Penny?
In deeper leagues?
No, I don't want to.
14-team league.
Okay.
14, yeah. Maybe even 12 if you lost some.
What
some
about
people.
Donkey Kong or lock it and throw away the key?
Those are good nicknames, by the way.
Thank you.
Ty Lock had a good game last week. I like Lock it better.
You can start both of them.
You week. Probably can, but what I like Lock it better.
Dizzy Disley. What's going on there? I kind of like him this week.
I thought you picked him up.
I kind of like him this week. I can't help it.
He's touchdown or bust, man. He is.
Yeah, he had two last week. So he's probably good for the next 4 or 5 weeks.
Wait and see if he has any kind
Seahawks
of production.
Seahawks defense, do you guys like them this week?
A lot.
Yes.
Because I worry about Teddy Bridgewater in this offense.
Yep.
Just not being familiar with it because Breeze takes all the snaps.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to a Sunday night football game.
Yay!
The over-under is 48. The Rams somehow are only favored by 3. They are on the road. They're going to the dog pound. I don't even know if you can call it the dog pound anymore.
I like Goff. Hate Baker.
Agreed.
And I don't really like Goff, but I like him way more than Baker.
Yeah.
It's a road game for the Rams, so you know what Goff does on the road, or what he's done lately on the road. Gurley and Chubb, I think they're good to go.
They're okay. They're RB. I think I have them as RB2s. I have Chubb way higher, but I really got to do my rankings.
I have Gurley at 8 and Chubb at 11.
Yeah, that's about where I got him. Chubb at 10.
Yeah.
You guys are all ready to go with all three of the Rams wide receivers?
I don't want to start all three at one time.
Well, obviously, Brad.
But you can you can start all three of them because you don't know which one's going to have the good game.
Yeah.
So you have to start.
Till one of them gets hurt.
Like we said, Cup has been the most consistent so far in the two games.
Mm-hmm.
Woods had a good game. Cooks has had a good game.
Yep.
Yep. I have Cup, Woods, and then Cooks.
My thing is I worry about Cooks this week. Usually I'm the highest on Cooks. The Browns defense has been good about limiting big plays, and Cooks is the big play guy.
Yeah, but if he goes Beastquake on somebody, it don't matter.
Okay.
All right.
I don't think he's running over three people.
He might. We don't know that. No, he's
he did
about
it
Cup.
Last week.
Yeah, you're talking about Cup. I'm talking about Cooks. Cooks. Brandon Cooks, because he's super fast and does big plays.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's cooking up schemes.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Okay, Odell Beckham. Is he back?
Start.
He's not back, but he's getting hyper-targeted, so yeah.
Jarvis Landon, we're setting, right?
He's dead to me.
Three wide receivers, 14-team league is the only thing you're probably even thinking. Starting yeah. Because you have to.
But he's dead to me.
I think he's dead to Baker, too, because he hasn't done ball. And speaking of, I don't want to say dead, too, because this dude is hurt, but...
Got nothing on me! Oh, my thingy still hurts.
Oh, the bravery. The perseverance. You're an American hero.
And David Njoku, not only did he suffer a concussion, he also hurt his wrist and may need season-ending surgery.
He broke his wrist.
Did he break it? Did they officially say he broke it?
Yeah.
Schefter tweeted out that it's broken.
Okay. So he broke the wrist. So he's probably done for the season.
Baker.
I think that could help Jarvis Landry a little bit because now Jarvis has that whole part of the field to work with.
It didn't make a difference on Monday.
No, but they weren't game planning for it.
Yeah, well. I don't know if the Browns game plan for a lot.
Even still.
Okay.
And they're going to have to do short plays because Aaron Donald is just over there thinking about eating.
I like the Rams defense this week a lot, actually.
Okay.
That's what I call snack lunch.
Do we have to talk about the Monday night game?
Yep, because we talked about Thursday night.
All right. This one's pretty straightforward.
Okay, what is it?
Start no one from Washington.
Even McLaurin?
Flex him, maybe.
Okay.
And then David Montgomery from the Bears? That's...
You don't like Allen Robinson at all?
He's a flex like McLaurin.
Would you start David Montgomery over the Bills running backs? Asking for a friend.
Based on matchup,
I would start Frank Gore.
What about Devin Singletary?
No, not Devin Singletary.
Okay.
You know what? Soft tissues, dude.
I know. I got plenty of soft tissues.
But I do like Boogie's the Bears defense, if that's what you're wondering.
You know how to do a soft tissue? Put a little boogie in it.
Okay. All right. I got you there. All right.
What about you say Allen Robinson?
No, I don't. He's flexible.
He's flexible?
Not when he tours ACL.
Has been a QB1, baby. And you're going away from him? Yeah, I get it. Those Bears defense.
It's the Bears defense.
It's for real.
No.
Yeah.
They never meant to make your mama cry.
Oh.
You really have to worry about Khalil Mack possibly killing someone.
And it
on
is
the
Redskins quarterbacks
really
who have a history of breaking legs.
Oh, RIP.
So no Trubisky. Bears defense, though. They're your number one. They're your number two defense? Three defense? Where are you putting them? Cowboys still number one?
Three. It's Cowboys. Patriots, Bears.
Hey, I think I have the Bills one spot higher. I don't know why.
I agree with all
that.
That
much week to week because matchups don't really matter that much for the top guys.
Yep.
No.
All right, and then the Bears kicker, fire him up because Trubisky will make a habit of not getting one in the end zone.
Fire.
That's fair.
Fire him up. Allen Robinson gets you that in 2-point conversions.
Hey, Josh. I think it's time. To spin that wheel.
Oh, my favorite segment. I almost forgot about it tonight.
I know you did.
Oh, my decision wheel. I love it. All right.
Oh, here it goes.
Let's
please
see what we got.
Choice again, because I can't take three plies at one time. I've seen those movies. They don't end well for the person taking the plies.
Ooh, it's Eric's choice tonight.
Oh, Eric, you get to choose?
It's Eric's choice.
I get to choose position?
Yeah, whatever you want, bud.
Yeah.
What have we picked already this season? We picked kickers last week,
QBs.
Right?
Kickers and QBs.
All right. I am going to pick
tight
ends.
This will be easy with the old rankings. Up. Oh, go ahead.
Eric, you can go first.
Are we taking?
And we have to pick. We have to pick whoever we think is going to get the most points.
Anybody off the board here?
I think Kelsey's got to come off, right?
Kelsey's got to come off.
I think Kelsey, Ertz, and Kittle all have to come off.
Okay. What about Ingram?
Nope.
Okay. So Kelsey, Ertz, Kittle off the board.
Go ahead.
Yeah. It was my choice. So somebody else.
No. You pick first.
He doesn't know yet. Josh, go ahead.
I'm going to go Mark Andrews. Next question.
Eric?
I will go with Evan Ingram.
Okay.
You're taking your boy. So,
I do want to take Darren Waller, but I don't want to tank a person for a third week in a row. So I'm thinking about going, because I hate Eric Ebron, and I think he's not that good, taking Eric Ebron just so he'll have a bad week to take a third play.
Brad.
That's messed up because I have Ebron in one of my leagues, but that's fine.
We got a pie, Brad, soon.
Yeah, we do. Well, if I knew you were coming over, Josh, we would have done it in the studio in front of everybody. All right, I am taking – oh, my God. I don't know what to do with my life right now. Darren Waller, please don't let me down for a third week in a row. All right. Oh, my goodness.
We'll draw it up.
All right, yeah, Darren Waller for me. Eric is taking Evan Ingram. And Joshua is taking Mark
Andrews.
I should have went with Greg Olsen.
I almost went Greg Olsen.
I already regret my decision.
If Kane was playing, I would have went Greg Olsen. I'm a little nervous because I don't know how they're going to use him.
Well, I have Daniel Jones thrown to Ingram, so this could go bad real fast.
Oh, we got to start. Yeah, we're going to get these pie bets paid out here soon.
Oh,
post them on the gram.
All right, maybe I'll do it this weekend when I'm
put them on the gram.
Thanks for tuning in with the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. You can hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Empty Wagon FF. Brad is at Tack Jones. I am at FF Josh Hughes. And Eric is at Enrico Suave.
No, that's just the name of it. That's not
I hate you.
Guns of Feld 19.
There we go. Let people find you, man.
Sorry if you heard my cat. Love you guys.
Bye. Later.
That was his cat.